It's time to check the weather on this Tuesday afternoon. Don Day is here from Day Weather. Good afternoon to you, Don.
Good afternoon, Todd.
Well, let's take a look at the Corn Belt. Tell me about the rainfall we've had, what you expect over the next week, and then how you see October unfolding.
Well, I tell you, it's going to be very interesting as we look at October. There's going to be a month of contrast coming up next month. We did see a pretty good frontal system come through here over the past weekend, bringing some showers and thunderstorms. And we're going to start off this week and go into the end of the week with really not a lot going on. There'll be a couple of systems moving through the northern plains, but precipitation is going to be pretty much on the spotty side. The real story is going to be at the end of this month and into early October is the big difference between the eastern half of the country and the western half of the country. We're going to have a big high, bring a lot of heat, abnormally hot weather to the central, southern, and eastern areas of the United States. Could have some record heat as we look into early October. And that would include some areas of the eastern and southern areas of the Corn Belt, even the central Corn Belt. On the flip side, we're going to see a cold, wet pattern move into the western United States by late this weekend and early next week. Some of the first freezing temperatures of the season for the northern plains and the northern Rockies will move in with some mountain snow. And so while the eastern side of the country will be above normal, the western side of the country will be below normal. In between is where all the busy weather is going to be, and that'll be in the western areas of the United States and into the central plains.
What do you mean by busy?
Yeah, well, this could early October could see portions of the west getting snow and portions of the southeast United States setting record heat temperatures. So it is going to be a big contrast. And eventually what will happen is the cold air will win out and some cooler weather will move across the nation. And that'll be the story, I think, when we talk next week.
You said October should be interesting. What do you see?
Well, I do see it starting off with this big contrast, but I also see it as a month to where it is probably still going to be warm and dry in the far east and southeastern United States. It is going to extend the growing season, I think, in some areas of the eastern Corn Belt and delay any type of freeze, at least early on in the eastern areas.
All right. Hey, thanks so much.
Thank you, sir.